Some former Brooklyn Dodgers were at New York City Hall this month, joined by Jackie Robinson's widow, Rachel, and Dorothy Reese, the widow of the Dodger shortstop and captain, Pee Wee Reese. They were going to choose an artist to commemorate an important moment in both sports and the civil rights movement. Pee Wee's son, commentator Mark Reese, was there too. He recalls what it was like when the meeting began at 8 a.m. on September 11th, two or three blocks from the World Trade Center.
The year was 1947, and Jackie Robinson, Major League Baseball's first African-American player, was being unmercifully taunted by fans and opponents in Cincinnati's Crosley Field. Sickened by what he was hearing, my father walked from his shortstop position and draped his arm around his teammate. The simple gesture not only stopped the racial razzing that day, but it sent a profound message throughout baseball in the nation. Remember, this was 8 years before Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a bus to a white man. A public show of support between a white Southerner and a black man was unprecedented in 1947. Long before terrorism had entered the American lexicon, another ism, racism, was the shadowy enemy that threatened to tear this country apart from within. So there we were at City Hall, looking at the statuettes, captivated by a different era, when an unexpected visitor entered. The windows rattled and our souls shuddered. Terrorism arrived in a horrifying manner. We now know the terrorists are trying to tear our country apart from the inside out. Freedom and fear, said President Bush, are at war. In some cases, that fear has provoked racism against American Muslims. Where does that leave freedom? In 1947, these freedoms were tested when my father's teammate and best friend, Dixie Walker, circulated a petition that tried to bar all black players from the Major League Baseball. And anyone who supported Robinson, Walker warned, also would be chased out of the game. At first, my father gave in to his fears and supported the petition. But in 1999, the year my father died, he told me he'd learned an important lesson that trying day in Cincinnati. Don't give in to your fears. When the first tower of the World Trade Center crumbled like a house of glass, I held my mother close. I wanted to keep her from being trampled to death or pelted by debris. We ran into a neighboring building as fast as my mother's 79-year-old legs would allow. In the dark of a bomb shelter, Mom turned to me and said, "I'm just glad your father isn't here to see this." At that moment, I couldn't help but think about those miniature bronze statuettes that had been left behind to fend for themselves at City Hall. Amid the debris and dismay, they represent courage, determination, teamwork, something we as Americans have been seeing a lot of lately. So I turned to my mother and said, "No, Mom. Something tells me Pee-wee is here with us. And so is Jackie. Because we need their courage now more than ever." My mother bravely smiled and nodded in agreement.
Mark Reese is a documentary movie maker and writer and the son of Hall of Famer Pee-wee Reese.